Mr. Lawson and I wanted to talk additionally about economic development funds, our funds, in the form of grants. We wanted to introduce an additional concept for economic development, specifically funds being granted to qualifying businesses through the economic development fund that currently exists, and a policy we will be discussing. In your packet, you received this policy. We feel that our current economic development package lacks options that are necessary to compete for new and existing business. We know this to be true as we are approached at times with DDO and other local municipalities to see what kind of package that we can offer when they have a client that is looking for some help to provide jobs in the county. In recent months, we've been modifying our policy to make it more attractive and competitive and accessible by putting it on the web. A couple weeks ago, we were in showing how that it's now very accessible through the website, the loan funds, and the incentives. So we've been discussing granting of the economic development funds for some time and how we could do this administratively, and would like to have this discussion today. As far as the policy is concerned, the funds would be appropriated as a grant and recommended by the Economic Development Committee, and that committee consists of the Sussex County Administrator, the Finance Director, the Economic Development Director, and the County Attorney. And that recommendation would be taken to Sussex County Council for approval, and they would have the final authorization. The grants used for retention and expansion of business, recruitment of new business, and formation of new business, renovation, construction of capital, purchasing equipment, and relocation expenses, all in the hopes of providing jobs or securing jobs in the county, would be the ultimate goal. It's consistent with our current economic development strategies. It would be based on the criteria would be based on the number of jobs and the quality of jobs, the competitiveness that we need to provide if we're competing with other counties, the overall economic impact to the county, the feasibility, and the nature of the project. Not to get in a deep discussion, but as you know, when DDO does this kind of thing, they have different committees. They have a vetting and screening process through committees that take it through a public process, and they have their resource directors and business specialists all researching this for all the information from the business that either they're trying to recruit or that has approached them. And so we wanted to have that discussion today. We feel flexibility is key, as we wouldn't want to limit anyone that was at the table. For instance, if we had a structure where we said you start at 20, you have to have at least 25 jobs to even be considered. Well, what if there's someone that has 20 jobs, but yet, you know, DDO's coming to the table with a grant offer, and maybe City of Milford's coming to the table with an offer, but we're limited because it's 20 jobs and not 25 by our own policy. So we thought we'd get your thoughts.
Well, and this certainly, if I understand this correctly, this just gives us one more tool in the toolbox. It doesn't grant anybody anything. It doesn't give anybody anything. It goes through the same process.
Exactly.
It's just one more. I know we had an instance who we're still dealing with of a company that might need some help or want some help to be in the county. And the issue there is that most of the things we offer, such as reduced taxes for a period of time or reduced sewer hookups or those kind of things. In this case, the prospective business is in a leased building. They don't own anything. So we can't give them any tax rebate. They don't pay taxes. So it does allow us one more, I think, tool in the toolbox to at least be at the table. Now, I know in the last couple of years where we've been with Mr. Baker or Mr. Lawson in discussing with some businesses, it's not so much that we have to grant or give them anything necessarily or any big thing. It's the fact that we have the ability as a county to sit at the table and talk. And I think they look at that as a venture between the state and the county, in some case municipalities, and that's what they're looking for, is that everybody is trying to help them. So
You know, we're gonna have, we have a committee now, we have a committee now?
Sure.
Right?
The committee she just read.
And the committee, read that again?
It's county administrator, finance director, economic development director, and county attorney.
Okay.
Who has been the committees for the last two years.
Right, I understand, but we've done very little.
Correct.
Okay, and part of the problem is we've done, and I don't want to see a situation where we maybe get too eager. And you've seen examples like with the federal government with, you know, they come to the table with Solyndra, and all of a sudden, you know, there's this mad rush to throw as much money as we can to those kind of things. So I can see it happening here because we haven't done anything that our staff is saying, oh, we got to do this, got to do this, so it looks good. So my only concern is, and don't take any of this personally, but we have just a bunch of bureaucrats, maybe Mr. Moore wouldn't fall under that, but we basically have our govern, you know, our county people doing it, and I think we need maybe to bring in, expand the committee, maybe have some checks and balances so that, you just said DDO does all these, you know, different committees, and it goes through a whole a maze of things before it comes out, spits out at the end, and maybe they do some, a lot of checks and balances. Again, I can just see county people, using like our economic development, because we haven't done so much. Here's an, let's get this one, boys, let's get this and look good. Anyway, so I would love to see maybe the committee expanded, maybe more people out of your staff, but then also bringing in somebody from the private sector. We just had on TV, and again, I keep going to the TV or something, but Jack Welch was just on TV the other day, a private sector guy criticizing something, you know, the government was doing because, you know, on some figures and stuff. So anyway, I think we've got many people in this county who've retired here, CEOs, and I've got vast experience. I would love to see us if we even advertise for somebody who might want to participate and interview a few people, or maybe only one or two show up, but if we could bring in somebody of that stature and tap in some of the talent to do this. So again, I point this out because Sussex County's had a great history of being wise with the way we spend tax dollars, you know, the taxpayers' money. And it would just take one glaring mistake to throw some money to somebody, and next week they're out of business. And there we are holding the bag. What happened? And I don't want to be, you know, following that path. I think we could do some things. So
I do want to,
if I may, I'm going to disagree with Mr. Cole.
Go ahead.
Because I think that we have people on staff who've been on staff who have done a great job for us.
I didn't say they did.
They've never thrown any money away foolishly. I don't see them doing that now. And everything they would recommend must be voted on by the five people sitting up here, whoever they are.
I understand all that. I'm just,
if you get anything away, we don't have the kind of money that say Delaware's got or somebody, the Fed's got to give millions here, millions there. We're talking about small, very small amounts of money, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I think we have good people. I think we should rely on our people.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
It's just a personal opinion.
I'm sorry. Yes, thanks. I was going to clarify that there is a vetting process, and there's an application process by which these any businesses that come to us fill out and apply. That's the first level of scrutiny that we provide, and as it goes further down the road, we would interview them, review their finances, and eventually, if we felt as though the venture was worth it, we would have them come in before the committee, whereby we would interview them and ask those hard questions, and then the committee would make a recommendation to council for final approval. So to bolster what you were saying, Mr. President, yeah, there is certainly a very high level of scrutiny that we would apply to this because of the reasons you both have spoken towards.
Right, and but once it gets here in front of us, Mike, it's hard then to stop something, or it's gotten too far, and I just think that, you know, having some other eyes in this, it's not to hold it up or anything or to delay it, but we could probably, I mean, it's been years we haven't spent any money, and I can just see it, what we could, you know, the first one who walks down the aisle, we're gonna, you know, jump on board.
How much money is it?
$1 million or so.
In the account that we have.
$958,000. I mean, you can say a million.
Would go
but
to one person?
Oh, no. That's in the economic development fund.
Okay.
That what this fund originated in 2004, and it is we recycle the loan payments that we get every month back into that fund. It's roughly about $25,000 a year. Everything that we've done through that fund's been very successful. One even paid off. We only have two outstanding low interest loans, and...
Making low-interest loans, but not making direct grants.
Oh, no, we have never made a direct grant, it's just been low-interest loans. We have not even done the incentives, as Mr. Vincent pointed out.
We haven't done anything.
To get incentives on property taxes is just a very low amount.
Very low, anyway.
But I think more importantly, as Mr. Vincent pointed out, is let's Mr. Lawson and Mr. Vincent himself at least just talk in the discussions. I mean, we, right now, we can't even really participate if we hear Kent does it. Newcastle County does it to community and nonprofit, and they can discuss. I think municipalities have done it that we know, local municipalities on grant. So we thought we'd get the discussion.
Wait a minute, guys, my comment wasn't to change anything. This is all well and good, we do it. I'm just thinking if we brought in, you know, expanded people with some wider experiences than we have.
I understand.
I mean, I don't have the experience. Maybe Mike does, maybe Todd does, but I, you know, all I can tell you, honestly, I don't, if I was sitting on this committee, if I was a president, it was my job, I'm a one-man operation, I haven't been out of Sussex County. And I would love to have somebody come in and maybe would share with us some insight. It's like, you might want to stay away from this, or just, it's not going to hurt. But I'm thinking, it's just to make it a better process, to fine-tune it.
I understand.
And I hate to say this, and not that I'm suspicious, I think Sussex County, Mike has done a great job, our staff, we got a fabulous staff. But if by improving it, by bringing in somebody from the outside just to hear something else maybe, can't hurt. I'm all for the program.
Mr. Phillips?
I think with all due respect to the president and staff, I think Mr. Cole makes a fair point about expanding the committee with maybe some private folks, whether it's a bank, some banker, a business person, somebody that just has a private sector perspective on this. I think we got to be very careful when it comes to these types of programs that we're not picking winners and creating losers. If we bring in a business that's going to hire 25 people doing an enterprise that's already being done here in Sussex County, are we simply going to create competition for an existing business that ultimately lays off 25 people? Bringing in new enterprises unique to the area would be something that I could support. Supporting a new company that's just going to drive out an existing business, I think, is a mistake. I think this county has succeeded in the past by focusing on infrastructure, which I think government can do very well. Expanding the airport certainly makes a lot of sense, and even putting some of that $1 million toward helping that project, to me, would be a wise use of economic development funds. Expanding sewer districts in key areas also is a way to inspire business growth as it has in the past. And finally, one thing that I've heard that makes me very concerned is the impact of these higher and higher school taxes on various businesses that have a lot of money tied up in facilities. For instance, and this is not just for poultry farmers, but chicken farmers have been hit so hard by these increases in school taxes because they have a lot of money tied up in a facility. Businesses that have large warehouses that have expensive structures that go into the formulation for calculating the school taxes are hit in a way that makes those industries and those businesses very susceptible to going under because of an increased tax burden. Finding a solution, a financial solution to that would be a wise use of, I guess you'd call it economic maintenance funds. So those are my thoughts. I wouldn't oppose this committee. I think Mr. Cole is right, putting on some private sector folks wouldn't hurt anything.
I have some questions.
Mr. Deaver.
You're saying that's $958,000 total per year, is that right?
No, in the
account, okay. And so a particular company comes to us, or through DDO, is there a limit per company?
For the loan fund, it is in policy that it's a $250,000 limit for borrowing.
Mm-hmm.
For the grant, at this point, that's what the was hoping to come out of the discussion to get.
We're targeting grants today.
Right. But obviously, using our good sense, you know, we wouldn't, it would be.
I'm just trying to find out how much we're talking about, if there was any kind of limit. And evidently, it doesn't have to be, the way I see it, doesn't have to be a unique kind of business. And I agree with Mr. Phillips that I think I would want to help a unique and new kind of business. My district has a lot of building going on, and we're doing quite well. But I also remember a lot of developers that went bankrupt, and I would hope that we never get into a situation like that where we give somebody like that a loan and they disappear. Not a loan, but a grant. So these are the things that I'm concerned about.
And I would also think in the big scheme of things, $1 million is sometimes not a lot of money anymore. And that we ought to start also, as part of this, Todd, maybe we ought to be start talking about how do we fund this into the future. We haven't contributed anything right in the last couple of years. We basically
not
had
on a budget basis. No,
right. We put this money there, and there it's been sitting. So it wouldn't be bad if we start putting some money towards, you know, get a revenue stream towards that economic development that, again, sends a message out there to people that we are serious. And I think we need to be at the table. And I agree with everything they've said. I was just thinking, bring in some, you know, private sector people, couldn't hurt. And I actually think there's so many people out there. It wouldn't be a bad idea to, you know, to run an ad to say, you know, we're looking for this type of person to participate. And I'll guarantee you, you may see some people that are very interesting, who've got some fabulous backgrounds that we're not even aware of.
Are you talking about volunteers?
Yeah, well, volunteers, or if there's a stipend, maybe a stipend, if they have to come to a meeting, like we give some people $50 to come to a meeting or $100, whatever it is. But, I mean, we have to look at what's ever equitable, and it's just a thought. I mean, just because this is so important, we don't want to go out and throw a lot of money to one, and the next thing you know, a week, 2 weeks later, or a month later, here comes another business that really was, you know, fabulous, and then we don't have the funds or something because we got eager, over-eager, whatever. So, anyway, I'd like to see some checks and balances.
I think we've discussed this long enough.
Yeah.
You've got some information, I think, now, Mrs. Webb and Mr. Lawson. You can go back and revisit this. And
okay. Would it have to be local people employed?
In the county, yeah.
With that company,
yes.
companies?
Yes.
What they build here, the people have to, I'm sure an employee
Residence.
Can drive in from
yes.
Maryland.
Residence. Yeah. Haven't got to reside here, I can, but
right.
the company has to be here, certainly.
No,
yeah.
but they
might drive here from Salisbury or something.
Not necessarily Sussex County residents as employees.
Yeah, I don't think we could control that.
Okay.
People drive from here to whatever else.
You had something in Selbyville, or Seaford even, they come from Maryland, Easland.
We'll move, moving along to Mr. Izzo.
Too difficult to do that.
You're up, please. Millville Sanitary Sewer District.